All right, folks, buckle up, because today's episode is a wild ride. We're diving into one of the most urgent, mind-blowing, and frankly terrifying conversations I've ever come across. This is Natural News, your go-to source for the unfiltered truth. And today we're talking about something that's not just a theory. It's a reality that's unfolding right before our eyes. I'm talking about climate engineering, biosphere destruction, and the very real possibility that if we don't wake up and act now, humanity might not make it. Yeah, it's that serious. So let's set the stage. I recently came across an interview between Mike Adams, the founder of Brightian.com and Natural News, and Dane Wigington, the world's leading expert on climate engineering and geoengineering. If you don't know Dane, he's been sounding the alarm on this stuff for over 20 years, and his work at geoengineeringwatch.org has been nothing short of groundbreaking. This interview, it's a wake-up call. A big one. And I'm here to break it down for you in a way that's easy to digest but still hits hard. Let's start with the California fires. You've seen the headlines, right? Entire towns wiped out, billions in damages, and a narrative that just doesn't add up. Dane explains that these fires aren't just random acts of nature. Nope. They're the result of climate engineering operations that have been ramped up since the early 2000s. These operations are messing with the hydrological cycle, drying out regions, creating drought conditions, and even coating the land with toxic, incendiary particles like aluminum, barium, and graphene. Yeah, you heard that right. These particles aren't just harmful to the soil and plants. They're explosive. Aluminum nanoparticles, for example, are a key ingredient in thermite, which is used in demolitions. So when these particles are scattered across the landscape, they're essentially turning the land into a tinderbox. But wait, it gets worse. Dane points out that military documents have openly discussed using wildfires as a weapon. That's right, wildfires. He explains that these documents outline how to create conditions that make areas vulnerable to firestorms. And guess what? The particles being sprayed into the atmosphere aren't just drying out the land. They're also being used to manipulate wind patterns. By ionizing the atmosphere and using frequency transmissions, they can create atmospheric pressure zones that drive surface winds. In other words, they're creating the perfect conditions for a firestorm. And when you combine that with smart meters, which have been proven to start fires, you've got a recipe for disaster. Dane even shares stories of homes igniting from the inside out before the fires even reach them. How? Smart meters. These devices, which are installed on homes to monitor energy use, can be remotely activated to ignite fires. It's like something out of a sci-fi movie, but it's happening right now. Now, let's talk about the bigger picture. Why would anyone do this? Why would governments and power structures deliberately destroy the environment and put lives at risk? Dane doesn't mince words here. He says it's because we're a liability. That's right. Humanity is seen as expendable, and those in power are more interested in maintaining control than ensuring our survival. He references statements from former presidential advisor Zbigniew Brzezinski, who once said, "With today's technology, it's far easier to kill a million people than to control them." Chilling, right? And it's not just about wildfires. Dane ties this into the COVID-19 pandemic, the weaponization of AI, and even the global push for nuclear power. He explains that the race for AI dominance is driving governments to redirect energy resources away from consumers and into data centers. Microsoft, for example, has contracted with the Three Mile Island nuclear power plant to secure 835 megawatts of power, enough to power 800,000 homes, just to fuel their AI data centers. Meanwhile, the rest of us are being pushed toward energy poverty. But here's the kicker. Climate engineering is making all of this worse. Dane explains that these operations are not only drying out the land and creating firestorms, they're also blocking sunlight, which is devastating for solar power. Wind turbines, they're being rendered useless because geoengineering is creating extreme wind patterns that either shut them down or reduce their efficiency. And hydropower? Forget about it. Regions that depend on it are being starved of precipitation. So while governments and corporations are scrambling to secure energy for AI and data centers, they're simultaneously destroying the very systems that could provide sustainable energy for the rest of us. And let's not forget the global implications. Dane talks about how climate engineering is sterilizing soils, killing plankton populations, and triggering planetary feedback loops that could lead to Venus syndrome, a scenario where the planet becomes uninhabitable. He points to the methane craters in Siberia as evidence of these feedback loops. As methane explodes into the atmosphere, it traps heat, which causes more methane to release. It's a vicious cycle, and climate engineering is making it worse, not better. So what's the solution? Dane is clear. We have to stop climate engineering. He says it's the single greatest threat we face, and if we don't address it, nothing else will matter. He calls for a global awakening, for people to wake up to the reality of what's happening in our skies and demand change. He also emphasizes the importance of decentralized energy systems and local food production, but he warns that none of it will matter if we don't stop the geoengineering operations that are destroying the planet's life support systems. Now, I know this is a lot to take in. It's heavy, it's overwhelming, and it's easy to feel powerless in the face of such massive systemic issues. But here's the thing. We're not powerless. Dane reminds us that every single one of us has the power to make a difference. Whether it's spreading awareness, supporting organizations like geoengineeringwatch.org, or simply refusing to accept the status quo, we all have a role to play. As Dane says, any one of us could be the final pebble that triggers the landslide of awakening. So what's the takeaway? Wake up. Pay attention to what's happening in the world around you. Question the narratives you're being fed. And most importantly, don't give up. The stakes are too high, and the time to act is now. If we can come together, raise our voices, and demand change, we might just have a chance to turn this ship around. That's it for today's episode of Natural News. If this conversation resonated with you, share it with someone who needs to hear it. And don't forget to check out geoengineeringwatch.org for more information and resources. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and keep fighting for the truth.
This has been an AI-augmented summary of an interview between Dane Wigington and Mike Adams on January 14, 2025. The full interview is available at brighteon.com, where you can also find podcasts and special reports by Mike Adams and other creators. Visit naturalnews.com for full editorial coverage of this interview and breaking news on critical stories that will keep you informed and aware of what's really going on.